Hello everyone, and welcome to session number 3. As always, make sure you have some space that feels nourishing and safe in order to support the work that we're doing. I invite you to have some water, some tea, something to keep you hydrated, and a sense of intention, a sense of curiosity and not knowing. It's a really important part of all this work is we go in with a focus and then we also open up to the unknown and we let the energy, as always, move as it needs to move. I will show today standing up, in a chair, some different variations. Please adapt as you need. Follow your impulse. You are your own best teacher and I am here to support you. So, gathering our energy. Standing or sitting or lying down, just bringing our hands to our heart, taking a moment of gratitude to ourselves for making the time and the space today and to do some work that is not only beneficial to us, but beneficial to our family, our friends, our community, all sentient beings. And from this place, starting to feel, drop the energy down into the legs, into the feet. Just feel how the earth feels in this moment. Whether it's morning, noon, or night, feel the weight over the arches of the feet on the inside, the outside. Just check in with the earth. How does the earth feel today? This is a relationship that we need to renew each and every day. Even if we're lying in bed, the earth is there to support us. Let's take a moment. Excuse me. If a sneeze needs to come out, if a sigh needs to come out, let it out. And little by little, let the weight start to shift left and right. Pouring our energy one side and the other side. Exploring this idea of potent posture. Posture not as an image, but as a sensation, a potential to move. And as a potential to be calm in stillness. So just feeling rolling through the feet. Gently one side, other side, and eventually come to the middle. Whatever feels like a middle. And then bring the energy front and back onto the balls of the feet, onto the heels. Also playing with the sensation. Allowing the earth to come up into us and support us from the feet all the way to the head. If you're lying on the ground, just feeling the points of contact. How we can build this relationship with the earth just by being curious. Just by feeling how we shift the weight gently. How we surrender to the earth. Different form. Same idea. Same, but different. In the chair, gently letting the energy rock front and back, and noticing how it also sends energy all the way up to the spine, all the vertebrae, all the way to the head, and eventually find a place in the middle. And then combine the two, playing a little bit with circulation around. Letting it include our eyes as well as we see the space around us. So we're building relationship with the ground, relationship with the space. Spine, feet, heaven and earth. And other way. Waking up our gyroscope on the inside. And let that settle back in the middle. Something that feels balanced. And then from here, we take a moment and we just play. We play with a little dance with gravity. Potent posture left and right, front and back, including our eyes relating to the space, our limbs. It's really telling the story of what it is to negotiate gravity, telling the story of what it is to be in vertical and horizontal and always between the two. And if you play far enough off one foot, you'll notice you shift the weight, transforming this potent posture into a little bit of locomotion, walking. Same thing that a baby does, same thing, but now we're learning it again in this body, in this moment. And bring it all back somewhere into the middle. Check in with your feet, check in with your breath. And bring some attention to our hands. Check out our palms, all the stories within them. Take a nice inhale and breathe some magic. Soap into the hands. Bring some heat, some energy into the palms. The palms are connected to the heart. So we warm the hands, we warm the heart. And from the palms, we start to warm up the fingers. Washing the hands and the joints, the knuckles, the backs of the hands, the fingers. And as we do this, can we keep playing with that potent posture? Can we keep finding the ways to pour the weight left and right? So we're not isolating the hands as we wash them, but we're integrating the hands into the rest of the body. All this beautiful circularity. Get the fingertips. And back to the hands. One more time, bring some heat. And three, two, one. Open them just a little bit. Feel that magnetism, that energy between the two. And putting our breath into the palms, we come into a three-dimensional global breathing. Breath and movement together. Opening up the left and the right. And again, allowing the movement to support awareness. The movement of the hands invites the eyes to follow the hands. All of a sudden, we see our space, connected to our space. A couple more. Opening our lungs, our diaphragm. One more. And bring the hands back. Flip them up and down. I'll show sitting. And extending the hands up and down. Including the up space and the down space. Letting this move our back, our spine. Inhaling, exhaling at your own rhythm. But seeing breath as a full-bodied, integrated movement. Even if it's small, it can be full. Finding this fluidity. Last couple. Opening. One more. And bring the hands back. And transform them. Front and back. Front body. As little embryos, the front body is our digestive tube. Back body ends up being our nervous system. So seeing our whole being contained within our hands, front body, back body, middle body, with our organs. And we breathe. Little embryonic breathing. Noticing how when we breathe front and back, we allow it to also create a spiral. And last couple, inhale, exhale. And bring the hands back together. And let's put them all together, side to side. The whole choreography, up and down, front and back. Feeling how this potent posture supports this global breath. And as you want, you can start to dissolve the structure and the form of the choreography. If you like the form, keep the form. But know that you can start to just let the hands and the breath flow and move as you need this moment today. When you want to be bigger, you can be bigger. When you want to be smaller, you can be smaller. You can find moments to pause without holding the breath, without holding the eyes. Just pause. And you can continue. Last few, just being curious. A little dance with our breath. And bringing the hands back, nice and close, feeling this three-dimensional ball of energy that we have created, feeling that that is you, and gently dissolving it back into your body, reabsorbing it into a more full breath, more three-dimensional tissues. Just taking a moment, letting that energy resonate. Let it be there. It's good to do the work and then let the work process. And gently brushing down, letting go of anything we don't need for the next part. Opening up our stance a little bit, offering a wider base. Waking up our tentacle fingers to our sides, and let's wake up our immune system, sending the energy through and back, pumping through the lymph nodes. Letting that pump come all the way down into the legs, backs of the knees, and to the pelvis. So good to wake up the body. You can do it sitting, standing. And three, two, and one. We continue with the elbows. Opening the heart, the back of the heart, front of the heart. I'll show sitting for the last part. And three, two. One, and let it go. Today we'll add a new little part. Send the fingers up above you, just stretching, letting the fingers rise up, the heels rise down, just feeling the spaciousness in the body, feeling the elongation, opening the armpits, and release, sending the fingers straight. Gently curving the back. It's a nice stretch for the spine. If you're standing, looks like this. And the last one. down at the sides, armpit open, gateway into the heart, settling into our own space, remembering we deserve to take up space, we deserve to be here. And just give it a little shake, give it a little shimmy, move the energy. Yeah, nice. And from the shaking energy, we'll come into our percussive tapping, tapping on the heart. If you want to play with a little different mallet, you can make soft fists, tap on the heart, on the thymus gland, which sits on top of the heart. It's responsible for our joy, our exuberance. And coming over to our lungs, opening up the skin, the proprioception, down to the side, and other side. So good to do tapping each and every day to the belly, my digestion, and down the arm. Something you can play with as you do your tapping is imagining that you're not just tapping the skin, but you're tapping through the layers. So you're tapping the bones, you're playing the bones, and even you're going through the bones all the way through the other side so that your body creates space into our neck, back of our head, top of our head. So we're not just tapping to the body, but through the body. And little raindrops around the eyes, around the nose, around the ears, the jaw, the mouth, the neck, little, and to the back. Say hello to our kidneys and to our pelvis. The most bone marrow in our whole body is stored in our pelvis. So waking up this pelvic bone helps us with that life force. And down the leg, to the feet. As always, you can do sitting. And back up, other leg. And if there's any part you want to revisit or any part that you missed, take a moment and just play the body. Remember, we are an instrument. You can imagine you are playing a drum solo. And gently letting that soften. Letting the hands again arrive. Just as a way to contain, as a way to hold and hug ourselves and feel. I always feel this vibration of energy after tapping. Whatever you feel is whatever you feel. Letting the work process integrate. Also knowing that if this is enough for you today, you can pause. Always listening to your body. And we're going to add a new little chapter today. And it's connected to our joints. So I invite you to take one joint, whichever joint comes to your awareness first, and just hold it. So I'm just going to take my wrist, going to hold it, and I'm going to feel that joint. So a joint is an amazing intersection of bone, soft tissue, blood flow. It's this meeting point of different systems of the body. And so a lot of times things can get stuck in the joints. Immobility, inflammation, pain. So it's really nice to just take a moment and hold it, give it safety, give it attention and awareness. And that the joint is not isolated. The joint, by definition, is the meeting place of two other energy flows. And the joints are also a global system. Just take a moment, feel this joint, hold it, let it know that it's being taken care of. And then just take a moment and start to move ever so slightly, just feeling how that joint moves. Specifically, the circularity of the joints. They have this amazing ability to be spirals, to be circles. And then allow that joint to invite another joint to move. For me, if I'm with my elbow, I also start to invite if I'm with my wrist, I invite my elbow to move so that the joints are now talking to each other. Maybe if you're with your knee, you also feel your ankle. Maybe if you're with your neck, you feel your shoulder. It doesn't matter. Invite that joint to the party. And now let's invite another joint and see how that also connects. Seeing these joints as a team. Moving softly, with tenderness and awareness. And you can always go back to that one joint. And then, as you wish, as you please, taking a moment to just feel all the joints in the body, even if you don't move them, just bring an awareness to them, all of these meeting places, all of these points of contact. Just breathe into them, see into them. If you want to move into them, you can. I think joints are a really beautiful way to feel the integration of the whole body. It's a really nice way to start the day or to finish the day. It's just moving through the circularity of our joints. And find a little conclusion to this joint dance. Coming back to that joint we started with, holding it, feeling it. Letting that nice work process. And we finish with our French press. Hands at our hips, palms facing up, placing something in there that we want to let go of as we go on with our morning, day, or night. And on the inhale, gather it up. All the way to the crown, turn it over and send it down. Exhaling out through the feet, sending it back into the earth. And one more time. Into the palms, gathering it up. Deep cleansing breath, releasing, dissolving. Letting go. Beautiful work, everyone. Silent applause. And clap on 3, 2, 1.